The Inspector General of the Intelligence Community is on Capitol Hill today, testifying behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. One person at the center of that inquiry is Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel, chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Congressman, House Democrats are expected to subpoena the White House today for documents that you and others have requested. What are you looking for?
Well, we're after the truth. I think that's the bottom line. And if they have nothing to hide, the White House should give us everything they have so we can better understand what happened. I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me what happened, that the president was trying to essentially blackmail the president of Ukraine by basically saying, we've been very helpful, we've given you lots of aid, we're happy to continue to do that. And by the way, here's a little thing that we'd like to see. So it was quite obvious that there was a quid pro quo, and the president had no right to ask a foreign leader to help him go after his political opponents in exchange for aid that we are supposed to give that country anyway.
Congressman, let's talk a little bit more about what you learned yesterday. So there was over 10 hours of testimony from the former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. He testified to your committee and several others. What did you learn that stuck out to you? And we'll talk a little bit about the text messages as well.
What we learned is that our suspicions were corroborated. I mean, that's what we really learned.
What was it about the text messages that really stuck out to you, that it corroborated what you believed happened?
Well, you have, you know, Rudy Giuliani sort of acting as the president's personal lawyer, but also the government, the Ukrainians go to him. There's all kinds of conflicts of interest in the way this was set up, and it just makes me scratch my head to think that the president on down thought this was appropriate behavior.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those text messages. So here's one. The American diplomat Bill Taylor said, quote, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with the political campaign. But then his colleague, Gordon Sondland, responded in the text saying, you're incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear, no quid pro quo of any kind. The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is truly going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during his campaign. Sondland then suggested they stop on back and forth through texts. This text exchange is a direct reference to a quid pro quo, but it also seems to muddy the waters. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree. I think it's clear that the president was talking about a quid pro quo. I mean, otherwise, why do you raise the fact that the United States has been so helpful to Ukraine? And by the way, you should look up what my political opponents are doing. Anybody knows what the president was saying.
Well, Republicans are defending the president. They argue that Trump was trying to investigate, which is now considered a conspiracy theory, that Ukraine interfered with the 2016 election, along with corruption in Ukraine. Your response to that line of defense?
Well, my response is that I think it's a pity that the Republicans are trying to help cover up what the president did. I think they really should look at it from a national security point of view rather than from a Republican Party point of view.
I want to get your thoughts on what Trump said yesterday, that China, quote, should start an investigation into the Bidens. He said he hadn't asked China's president to do that yet or before then. How would you characterize what he said? Is this comparable, you think, to the Ukrainian phone call?
I think it's more bizarre than the Ukrainian phone call. I mean, China, the president's in a trade war with China. China is probably the number one adversary that the United States has in the world. And he's going to ask China, with whom he's feuding, for help against a political opponent of his. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I want to talk a little bit about support. Democratic Oklahoma Congresswoman Kendra Horn said this week that she does not support the impeachment inquiry. She said the allegations are serious, but it should be investigated through some other processes. I want to know how you would direct those Democrats, especially from more conservative districts, who are worried about how this whole process will hurt them politically.
Well, Nancy Pelosi has always said that each member needs to do what he or she needs to do. Each person has got to look at the evidence, and decide what is the best course for the country. All of us have represent districts, and we must take into consideration the voices in our districts. I mean, when I go around my district, the overwhelming amount of people want to see the president impeached and think that he has violated his oath of office. But I certainly have respect for people who come from different districts who may come to another conclusion. And I just think that we need to get to the bottom of everything, not prolong it, be thorough, and then move on. But if this is not grounds for impeachment, I don't know what is.
Congressman Elliot Engel, Chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.